Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurboNews. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Wines rise as wine drinkers change preferences. Almost everyone in the wine industry is apprehensive when reviewing wine consumption data. In 2022, the average American consumed approximately 2.86 gallons of wine per year. This figure represents a decrease of 2-3% from previous years and is the lowest per capita consumption recorded since 2015. Factors contributing to this decline include changing consumer preferences, with younger generations tending to favor other beverages like spirits or non-alcoholic options, and a growing awareness of health and wellness. In Europe, the trend has been somewhat more pronounced. Various European countries have reported decreases in wine consumption, with some countries like Italy and France experiencing a drop of around 5-10% in recent years. In Italy, wine drinkers consume 8-9 liters, 2.1 to 2.4 gallons, per year. In France, the average per capita wine consumption is 9-10 liters, approximately 2.4 to 2.6 gallons, and in Spain, the average is around 6-7 liters, approximately 1.6 to 1.8 gallons per year. This decline is influenced by several factors, including shifting social norms, health concerns, and increased competition from other alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic alternatives. Importance of California wine industry. Wines produced in the United States make up 64% of the volume and 78% of the revenue of wine sales in the country. California headlines wine production, producing 81% of all wines produced in the U.S., with Lodi producing about 20% of California's wine, translating to more than 10% of all bottles consumed in the U.S. coming from this region. Studies find that California vineyards are overplanted, and experts recommend removing 50,000 to 100,000 acres of vineyards in order to align demand with supply. In Lodi alone, the local Winegrap Commission suggests removing at least 15,000 acres to maintain economic health. Worldwide. The entire planet is experiencing declines in wine consumption, prompting vineyard reductions everywhere to balance market conditions. Even with the decline in wine purchases, the U.S. remains the largest wine consumer sector by volume in spite of the declining per capita consumption. Economy. U.S. wine sales reached $107.4 billion in May 2024, indicating a strong upward trend despite lower consumption by volume. Fortunately for wine producers and others in the wine channels of distribution, wine remains an important part of the American way of life because of a continuing enthusiasm and emotional connection to the beverage. Marketing target consumers. Given the reality of declining wine consumption, what marketing efforts must be made to capture the viable target markets? In light of the fact that information on wine preferences is often asymmetrical and product differentiation is complex, reputation is crucial for increasing prices and sales volume. In highly competitive global markets with a wide variety of small entrepreneurial producers facing major producers, how can small and new companies build a reputation with enough visibility to grab onto potentially loyal consumers? 10 points, more creativity and ingenuity than budget. Declining wine consumption and the complexity of product differentiation, small and new wine producers need strategic marketing, public relations, and sales efforts to capture viable target markets and build a strong reputation. Here are several strategies to consider. 1. Focus on unique selling propositions, USPs. Emphasize unique attributes, highlight distinctive aspects of each wine, such as unique varietals, sustainable farming practices, or innovative production techniques. Tell the story, craft a compelling brand narrative that connects emotionally with consumers. Share the story of origins, commitment to quality, and unique production methods. 2. Leverage digital marketing and social media. Build an engaging online presence, create high-quality, engaging content for social media platforms. Use visually appealing images, videos, and stories to capture attention. Utilize influencer partnerships, collaborate with influencers and wine writers and critics who can introduce brands to their followers and lend credibility. Invest in targeted ads, use data-driven marketing to target specific demographics interested in premium or niche wines. 3. Enhance customer experience. Offer tastings and events, host virtual or in-person tastings, wine pairings, and educational events to engage with potential customers and create memorable experiences. Personalize customer interactions, use customer data to tailor communications and offers to individual preferences and behaviors. Train wine shop staffers to understand brands and offer knowledge to consumers. 4. Develop strategic partnerships. Collaborate with retailers and restaurants, partner with local and specialty retailers, as well as restaurants, to increase visibility and distribution. Consider exclusive offerings or promotions with these partners. Engage in cross-promotions, work with complementary businesses, such as tourism promotion organizations, gourmet food producers, lifestyle brands, homeowners associations, i.e., co-op and condos, to create joint marketing efforts. 5. Build a strong brand identity. Invest in quality branding, develop a strong visual identity, including logo, packaging, and labeling, that stands out on the shelf and communicates brand's values. Focus on consistent messaging, ensure all marketing materials and communications consistently reflect the brand's message and positioning. 6. Capitalize on emerging trends. Explore non-traditional formats. Consider innovative formats such as cans or single-serving options that cater to modern consumer preferences. Embrace sustainability, highlight sustainable practices and eco-friendly packaging, as environmental concerns are increasingly influencing consumer choices. 7. Enhance product differentiation. Offer limited editions, create limited edition or seasonal wines to generate buzz and attract collectors and enthusiasts. Focus on quality and authenticity. Ensure product consistently meets high-quality standards and authentic production methods to build trust and loyalty. 8. Utilize data and analytics. Monitor market trends, keep track of industry trends and consumer preferences to adapt your marketing strategies effectively. Gather customer feedback, use surveys and reviews to understand customer preferences and make data-driven improvements. 9. Invest in public relations. Gain media coverage, seek opportunities for media coverage in wine-related publications, blogs, and news outlets to increase visibility. Engage in award competitions, enter wine competitions and awards to build credibility and gain recognition. Communicate directly with consumers via email with special events, programs, and discounts to loyalists. 10. Wine retailers reboot. Traditional retail wine shops have remained largely unchanged for a century, typically organizing wines by region or grape variety, requiring consumers to sift through numerous similar-looking bottles. New wine shops will resemble modern bookstores. In this model, while wines are the main focus, there is a strong emphasis on creating enriching experiences, such as hosting wine tastings, educational events, or social gatherings, much like how bookstores feature cafes and author readings. The future of wine belongs to the fearless. The future of wine is in the hands of those who are willing to push the boundaries and embrace change. Robert Mondavi, a pioneer in American winemaking. The future of wine will be defined by those who understand the evolving tastes of the next generation and craft experiences that resonate with them. Eric Asimov, American wine and food critic for the New York Times. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. iTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.